Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Because Togo's was...
Well, I guess he was in my neck of the woods. He said it was near me. He's like, I've hit the Togo's near you twice this weekend. Hold on, I need to read it. Maybe it was this weekend, or maybe it was twice in one day. But have you ever hit the same restaurant twice in the same day? I have.
Twice?
I would be lying if I said I haven't.
What restaurant?
McDonald's. Honestly, like you grab Egg McMuffin in the morning and you're on the road, and then later that night it's like I'm still on the road and I'm hitting some cheeseburgers along the way.
Bobby was really into the McDonald's.
I saw his arms fly up over there. Maybe he probably Starbucks. Eats like that twice a week.
Maybe Starbucks.
For food twice?
Yeah, just like randomly.
Yeah.
Right? Like you go down, you get something in the morning, and then later on you get one of their those little boxes that they have. So I guess sort of.
That box with the egg in it is not the end of the world.
Actually, they're all kind of pretty good.
Yeah, that one with it's got some egg. It's got
now you
some
take
grapes.
You take that. You leave it in your car for 6 hours, let's say, because you got to go to school.
I don't know.
You coming back and eating that one?
No,
because that one was initially cold.
I am a very buy it, eat it sort of guy. Like I can't even get it home. Like if you said to me, I'm buying that thing and I'm gonna eat it when I get home.
Yeah.
I'm eating it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not even gonna get to the car. It's gonna go down that quickly.
That's the worst. When you're just all you're thinking about is the food that is in the refrigerator. It's like, yeah, no, this is not going to last.
You could never be a DoorDash driver, Travis. You would just be driving around
I wouldn't be good at that.
The whole time.
I wouldn't be good at that.
No, there's seven wings. That's we serve them in seven.
You guys don't know that's how we do them here?
It says 12 wings.
Actually, it's seven.
You
ordered half an order, and we bonused you one. So I don't know. Yeah, but you charged me for the whole thing. Have you hit that point, Emily, where you're really not hungry anymore? Because you do get to that point after you've gone 8-10 hours without eating, you're kind of over it for a while, and then it comes back again. But if you hit the, it's like your second wind of non-eating.
Yeah, I think it's more just like the coffee that's just sitting bare in my stomach. That's the worst. But yeah, no, I'm getting. I think it's just the
drink more coffee.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm gonna drink just a bunch of water.
Funch, are you ready for your wedding? I know we're inside of a week now, so we're getting very, very short on time. Is everything on track?
Yeah, it is. We were working over the seating chart yesterday. So let's just say that I have some friends that don't like each other, so we have to like separate them.
Ooh, drama.
That's why you should put them next to each other.
I know. And also, one of my good friends just got divorced, and his ex-wife is coming, so we have to separate them, too. Mm.
So they're recently divorced, but
they're both
coming to the wedding.
Both coming to the wedding. And what, you know, the guy is one of my best friends, and his ex-wife is becoming one of my fiance's best friends.
So I hope you don't fall into this category, Funch, but Al, I'm assuming you've been in this boat because of how old you are. I'm assuming you have a lot of your friends that have gotten married, right? And you've been to a lot of weddings at this point in your life. The wild wedding story where something happens to the bride or groom or both or the best man or the maid of honor where it gets a little sideways. Do you have a handful of those?
No, not really.
Not really? Oh, you're very lucky.
I had one buddy at one wedding just was just beyond intoxicated.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't like too crazy. It was just like, all right, let's get this guy over to the
hotel. There'll be a few of those this weekend at my wedding.
So, Funch, here's what you don't want. And I'm not going to use names to protect the guilty.
Uh-huh.
But this is one of my wife's friends. We went to her wedding. And at the wedding, it was a beautiful wedding at this very, very swanky spot. And it's a beautiful wedding, an open bar. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody's dancing. Everybody's enjoying themselves. And the toasts are delivered. The father of the bride gives a toast, and the best man gives a toast, and the maid of honor gives a toast. And then the groom decides he's going to get on the mic. And he's been having a good time, but he's not out of his mind, but he's having a good time.
Yep.
And he says, you know, I just want to thank everybody for coming. I love you all. Thank you for being a part of our lives, starting our lives together. Very sweet, sincere comment. And he goes, you know what? This was about a little bit before 10 o'clock, about maybe 9:30 or so. He says, we're just going to keep the bar open all night for whoever wants to stay and spend the rest of the night with us. So everybody having everybody, yay, kind of deal. Okay. So you can see the guy that's like the caterer or the bartender, who's ever in charge of this thing, goes over to the groom, who's just made this announcement, says, Hey,
here's the deal.
I've only been paid to be here till 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You've only bought drinks up until 10 o'clock. Unless somebody writes me a check right now, I'm packing this place up at 10 o'clock.
Was he saying it on the mic?
It was noticeable, shall we say. Okay, so this went from a no, I'll pay you later. No. This is what I've been paid for. I'm leaving at 10 o'clock. We're not doing this on good faith. I'm not taking a bath on that. I kind of get it, right? It makes sense to me. And so it gets a little more heated and a little more heated and a little more heated. And the next thing you know, they're going out front to fight each
Come
other.
Come on now.
So you're
saying the groom and the bartender?
Yes. And so it's out in front of...
But was it negotiated that, hey, whoever wins this, that's what's going to happen?
That's how it's going to go down?
Because if I win, then 10 o'clock, this thing's closed down. If you win, we're going till 2 a.m.
It goes out into the front of
that,
the
you
facility.
You got to fight for your life.
And the police show up.
Get out of here.
The police show up, and they gets worse. It gets worse. His newly minted mother-in-law of a couple of hours at this point tries to interject with some reason into the entire conversation. Hey, guys, everybody calm down. This is not how we want this to go. She's being reasonable. The groom says something that wasn't this, but I'll let you use your imaginations. Back off. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that. Okay, it was about 10,000 times more aggressive.
What are you doing in all this?
Like this?
I was going to say, are you...
Like, hey, let's go.
Do you grab a drink?
I don't know these people.
Do you grab a drink as this is all going to go down? Like, well, let me get a drink here real quick. Let me grab some dessert.
I'm sitting there going, this is getting good. This is getting really good. Police show up. Finally, they talk this guy off of the ledge. Like, you're not going to fight the caterer. Mm-hmm.
Air Force shows up.
We're not going to do this.
Top Gun.
Everybody kind of calms down and everybody goes back to their corner. The next day, there is the post-wedding brunch the day after. Yep. Not super fun. A little bit of tension in the air. So, Funch, I hope you don't get one of those situations where
Funch,
that
square
goes
up,
the way
bro.
That it does.
Anybody doesn't
don't
matter
fight
who it
the
is.
Caterer.
You
there's like
go,
an alley
go.
In front of the venue, so we might get into a back alley fight or something.
I'm just saying that it's one of my favorite weddings. I got a few more. These are how
I love
the
to see
I
how that
to.
One escalates. By the way, if I'm the bartender, just use it as an example, my man, I'm working till 10.
Yeah, like paid me to be here till 10.
I'm gonna take off after that, and then we're gonna go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Now, if he was like, "Hey, I got you, no problem." Obviously, he wasn't that. It's a little bold of the groom to just keep pushing on this thing.
No, I'll pay you late. He's like, brother, you don't understand. We don't know each other. I was here to do a job until 10 o'clock.
I'll
You've
pay
bought
you later.
Booze. Like it was when he's no, I'm good for. Like, I'll give you a... It's like, no. You're not understanding me. I'm here until then. And it got madder and madder and madder until it's like, all right, we're going to go do this. Then mom
then
tried
you went,
to...
You're like, I'm going to get a quick drink here and watch this thing.
It's terrific. Susan's like, dude, just leave me. I'm like, I'm not going to get involved, but I do want to see what happens next. Don't do that, Funch. Just saying, let the bartender
live.
No,
Funch, you live your life, bro.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Steph Curry tripped. Yeah. What's twipped? Tripped.
Twipped on- is it's a move right now used in the NBA. It's
the Euro step and the twip, right? That's what happens.
It's a Euro step spin move. Twipped.
Look, did you see Steph twip break Luka's ankles with that twip? He got taken out by a waiter. Like he's backpedaling. He's going back the other way.
Yeah.
And he got and look, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. He got up. He was fine. No, but can you imagine if that thing had gone a certain way? If Steph trips
There's
on
no
a waiter,
space.
There's no space.
But this has been going on in the NBA for a long. Even behind the baskets where they have, the cameraman or they have whoever taking shots. It's the Associated Press. It's blah blah blah. Doesn't always feel like I'm like someone's going to turn their ankle. Like they're going to turn their ankle, and it doesn't. It doesn't happen, which is probably why they allow it. But I never understood that. Why is everybody so close? How much closer can you possibly get? How about a drink spills every other game and they got to come, they got to clean up? That happens at the arena all the time. But it's like, I don't know.
Well, what are we talking about? So the out-of-bounds line to the spectator's feet is what? Foot?
You have the sideline where it's literally right there.
That's what I mean. So the sideline
and then baseline
there's a little more room.
There's a little more room, but you got all your momentum usually
for
going
sure.
this way and
on the out of bounds on the sides, not the baselines.
Yeah.
There's
no space.
A foot tops, right?
There's chicken nuggets and fries and a vodka tonic on the side that if Somebody goes diving for a ball is right there.
I mean, if you get tripped up, you might as well grab a nacho when you're down there and see what's happening. But I'm telling you, we saw the Warriors throw the ball out of bounds.
Curry threw it to
a pass to a player on the Mavericks.
Who was wearing a white shirt.
What do you do?
And they started laughing.
Yeah, that's not funny. What if it was a close game? What if it was a possession that determines who wins, who loses? I know that the Warriors have this thing kind of by the neck at this point, and it's just
I know you're saying more in general.
Yeah,
general,
well, right? And the Mavericks keep getting touched up. They're up to $175,000 in fines for bench decorum, which...
So what do they want them to do? They just want them to sit
basically
down?
Basically sit down and not be on the court. I mean, by the way, this is not specific to the Mavericks. Every team does it. The guys kind of wrap around the corner of the baseline right there. They're jumping up and down. They're excited for their teammates. But it is. I've always wondered, it's incredibly distracting if you were out there. Maybe you just get used to it. I don't know, but... Can you think about it?
I'll tell you what.
What
you
if
do.
He gets hurt? What if that's a finals game and you throw it to the wrong guy because he's wearing a T-shirt that's the color of your jerseys? That's not nothing.
I'll tell you what you do. You just start hitting every three like Steph was and turning around before the ball even goes to the hoop. That's, I think, his solution.
So he's about to join some very exclusive company.
Okay.
This is pretty impressive because you talk about guys that have made the finals along the way. LeBron 10, Kareem 10, Magic 9.
They've been
nine.
To the finals 10 times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kareem 10, Magic 9,
yep.
Jordan 6, and he's about to be number 6. He's about to go for the 6th. I mean, you're talking about kind of the best player on these teams. That is incredibly heady company. But you said it. You said, you know what he needs to throw in there? Mm-hmm. He needs a finals MVP.
Well, it's funny. When you put that list together, I mean... I guess it's because how he's performed in the finals, you don't look at Steph in those names. Like, I don't look at Steph in those regards. Steph's an unbelievable player. Once kind of in a lifetime, kind of changed the scope of the NBA.
Sure.
But didn't Jordan have 6 finals MVPs? And Kareem is always going to be, I think it was 6 finals MVPs.
Right. Yeah.
Kareem's going to be considered, or is already considered, okay, where do you want him? 2nd all-time, 1st, 3rd, okay,
all
wherever you want to put him. LBJ, 4 finals MVPs. Steph does have that kind of weird thing in his resume. Now, the franchise as a whole, we're going to talk about in a second, kind of where they stack up. But Steph does have that weird, wait a minute, so you've been to the finals how many times? You're part of, if you win it this year, you know, I think this is kind of the definition of this is what you call a dynasty.
Sure.
A team that continues.
It arguably already is.
A team that continues to get to the NBA Finals and continues to win, you know, has multiple NBA championships. But Steph's in a weird category. You are, you know, when you say the best player on that team, he wasn't the best player when KD was there, but he's such an iconic name to that franchise over this period of time and never won a Finals MVP.
Does it make you think less of him?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is coming into this one, and we'll talk about this when we come back. Coming into this one, he's going to kind of have to be. Because if he doesn't play like a finals
MVP, will be more necessity.
They won't win.
Yeah.
Miami will beat him. Boston will beat him. If he doesn't play like the way he's played through the playoffs so far, because if he's shooting 55% from three over the last couple of games, if he does that, they're going to win. He's going to be the MVP. But it is kind of an odd hole. 2-time regular season MVP, deadlock cinch Hall of Famer, change the game, all those things you said. But that offer in that part is odd, especially when you look at some of the other guys that have gotten it along the way.
Yeah, and we could do this coming up, but I think looking at Steph and looking at where the Warriors kind of rank in this
dynasty
talk.
And kind of going back to the Lakers and Celtics of the 80s, there's been a handful of them, and where do they fall? That's coming up next. Don't forget, you're going to want to download the new ESPN LA app. Go to your Apple App Store. You can go to your Google Play Store. You can find it right there, ESPN LA app. Put it on your phone, one tap, and you are listening to Travis Lee, Mason in Ireland, Sedano and Cap, all the things we have here at ESPN 710. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash
shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I hope you at least feel bad. I hope you at least it's going to bother you the rest of the day, or maybe a little bit longer than that. Do you have any remorse at all?
I just think of the days that we were supposed to have Mexican food here.
See,
taco guy came and brought way too much food, and then
it's okay. You know what you do? Like, see, I don't pretend.
Taylor didn't have lunch.
I didn't have lunch that day. I blew it that day. I meant to pack. I did pack it, and I just forgot to
bring
it.
I blew it yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel better now.
Don't you feel better?
Better?
Just say it.
I blew it yesterday.
Just say it.
Yeah.
But see, you tried to do all these things. I just blew. You're like, well, I didn't want my car. Well, I could keep it. Just ice is fine.
This
Yeti
is an
cooler.
Excuse. This is an
plastic
excuse.
Plastic bags, Lee.
But 4 p.m. to 10:30.
Yeah, ice. Cooler. I mean, why is – I don't understand why that's your go-to. No, you don't understand. It's like refrigeration and ice and coolers. It kind of works
out. I had my reasoning.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle your auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Taylor, you said that
– really what I could do is I could drop it off on the way.
Yeah. Swing. You're halfway home. You could swing
in
by
Torrance.
My house.
Yeah. I don't get the invite.
I don't want you to have my address. then you might show up at any point.
We just meet at like a shopping
Starbucks. Center. Hey, right? Everybody's got that place. Let's just meet in the Costco parking lot. We'll jump on the freeway and go from there. That way you don't have to work.
Ralph's, there's a parking spot pretty deep there.
Yeah.
It's not even back. You. You send Bobby.
Yeah,
it's like
just,
you want
I,
no
just,
connection
I
want
to cut
at all.
Out. I want to cut out. I don't need you to follow me back to my house. There's a lot of things that could go. Taylor's telling me a story this morning. He went to a festival this weekend, and the singer that you saw was hammered and he couldn't perform his responsibilities.
Oh yeah, the lead singer of Modest Mouse was completely wasted.
That's not okay. Like, people are coming. Yeah, did you pay for tickets for this? Is this like a show you pay to go see?
Yeah, I paid for this, but it was a festival, so there are other acts I was there to see mainly, and I knew it was coming because I saw them seven years ago at the Forum, and he was also drunk.
Probably.
On brand, I guess.
Listen. Go do your thing. Have a good time. This is you're playing music. Nobody's saying that you're a doctor or a surgeon or something like that. But you got to be able to perform.
Well, okay. You're not a doctor or a surgeon. You're not an airline pilot.
Right.
You could probably have a drink before you go out there to perform.
You can have whatever you want as long as you can perform. Just perform.
So his guitar parts were perfect. It was weird, but his vocals were just off. He was just mumbling. He couldn't remember the words.
How many times do you think he's played that song, too? I mean, literally thousands, probably.
Do you know how drunk you have to be that you couldn't even remember the words?
To
your
a
own song.
I'm assuming they write and perform their own.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Right. So he probably wrote the song, has performed the song thousands of like when I think
Where
I've told
I?
You this. I went to see Motley Crue at the Honda Center a handful of years ago. And it was great. It was a really good show. But they opened the show. And Vince Neil comes out, right? And it was Kickstart My Heart, right? It's going, and he comes out, whoa, yeah, you know, and within one round of the chorus, he was completely
he's
out
tired.
Of breath.
Yeah, he's
he
tired.
Was done.
But that's
he was so overweight that he couldn't do his. He's like
that part of it.
Oh,
jeez. Kickstart My Heart.
Yeah. He's gasping for breath. It was
that,
awful.
That part of it I almost feel okay with, that he was just naturally out of shape. He didn't get so drunk that he forgot the chant.
He just, he needed another couple of laps on the treadmill before he got up there. He got it going. He just kind of came out a little hot right out of the chute.
This happened to me, too, when I saw this band called the 1975 back when I was in high school. And the same thing, the lead singer drank a bottle of wine on stage. And that probably, I presumed, was not his only bottle of wine that day.
No.
But
it's aggressive.
Interesting going wine
The singing was...
Yeah. Like, I would have thought, like, hardcore drugs or
right.
Jack Daniels or something.
It's like, let me get a cab.
You got any Pinot Gris back there? The guitarist wants to get loose.
But
that's awesome.
the singing, the songs were fine, but it was like in the middle when he was like doing his little interludes. That's when you could tell he was super drunk. The singing was fine.
Have you ever experienced that?
I was trying to think too. I mean, listen, there's been
when you stopped at the concert instead of bringing me Dolma yesterday, was everybody where they were supposed to be?
They delivered
they
yesterday.
They did.
I've had some, you know, shows you go to, concerts you go to, where you're like, yeah, I think that guy's a little blasted, but they get through the show. It's fine. Maybe they have a stumble of a couple of words, but they get through it. But if you can't perform, I mean, gotta perform.
Yeah, especially if you're asking people to pay. Mm-hmm. Like if you're just kind of like you're in the park as a freebie or something, that whatever. But if you're charging ticket prices,
the park, that's awesome,
right? Sometimes you go like for there's just a concert in the park, and I guess the city's probably paying for it at some point. But if you've put money in your account, I don't know, maybe you lay off the Pinot Gris before you hit the stage along the way. So the Warriors have three titles.
Okay,
they've been to the finals five times. They got a chance.
What was their first finals appearance? Was that, what, 2015?
I'm bad at that game. I don't remember things by years. They won the title against the Cavs. Then they lost the title to the Cavs.
Yep.
Then they
got Kevin Durant.
Won a couple more.
Won two titles.
Yeah, lost another one.
Against the Toronto Raptors. And then injured for 2 years.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. So if we go back to the Laker dynasty of the 80s, okay, they got five. Yeah, they had five titles in 10 years.
And you made it. Let's not count. We won't count the one where they make it against the Bulls. Don't count that one.
Right.
And I just say that because Kareem's not there. So you basically say you made it to eight finals appearances in a span of 10, 11 years?
9 years. They went to the finals nine times in 10 years.
That's right.
They went to the final. And I'm even going to throw – because, look – losing, there's no shame in losing in the finals. Mm-hmm. If you're in the finals, that means you had a tremendous season. And the Lakers went nine times. They won five of them. The Celtics went and got three titles during that
in
that,
5 years,
right?
I want to say. They made it five times.
Yeah, or was it four?
Well, they lost two to the Lakers.
Lost two to the Lakers. Mm-hmm. They beat the Rockets twice. So, they were racking them up, too, in the 80s. The Celtics were one of those teams. You've got the Bulls of the 1990s, 6-0.
Six.
They're probably at the top of the list.
I agree.
Because they went six times. They won all six.
2 years, Jordan takes off, comes back, three more, two three-peats.
Then you got the Spurs. Mm-hmm. They won five over a period of time, never went back-to-back. You got the Lakers of the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, where they
go to 4 in 5 years and win three.
Right, and then two more again. I know that it was different because Shaq was there for the first part, not for the second part. Kobe was there for the whole time. Powell comes in. And then you got the Heat, I guess, four in a row, and then this. And I'm not so sure that this one isn't much more like the Lakers and the Celtics of the 80s than any of these other ones. The Bulls are number one, but I'm not so sure that the Warriors aren't right behind those guys if they get another one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here because you got the 73-win year where you end up losing to the Cavs. You're up 3-1. You go get Kevin Durant, who was arguably the second-best player in the world at that time. You win two in a row. I think what they're doing right now to me is probably the most impressive run that they've had. Think about this, Trav. Western Conference is the Western Conference. Always give the West credit. And they got to finish this thing off. I mean, I know they're up 3-0. We'll see what happens to get to the NBA Finals. But you went 2 years without making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You went 2 years where Klay Thompson is out. He's injured. And what'd you do in those 2 years to kind of keep yourself in position? You went out and you drafted players. You went out and got Andrew Wiggins after D'Angelo Russell. That you kind of, to keep this thing afloat in the 2 years you were injured is as impressive as anything that they've done. So I get the first year they won a championship. I get the two that they got with KD. I get those finals appearances.
Kind of a three-headed monster, right?
This is arguably the most impressive of any of these runs. If you end up winning a championship this year, this far distance from it, KD not being there, doing it in the Western Conference, Klay's got to recreate himself. Steph has got to be the
Steph's
face.
Steph's got to carry a lot more water.
He's got to carry a lot more water. And that doesn't mean that they – but
no, he was good, but he wasn't Steph.
Okay.
He was slightly less than his best version.
Give the Warriors a credit on this too. Jordan Poole was drafted by them, right? You got – I mentioned how they got Wiggins is because they traded KD in a sign-and-trade for D'Angelo. D'Angelo, they traded for Andrew Wiggins. As in, they kept this thing like, hey, just keep building, keep building.
Multiple
this
might paths be, to success.
This might be the most impressive of all the runs that they've had.
Let's go to Pico Rivera and Michael. Michael, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Well, you guys talking about the drunk artist or drunk band on stage, for it just reminded me of a time that I saw. It was in an event called Soulquarius in Los Angeles about a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like R&B event, and R. Kelly was one of the headliners, so he was going to be on like around like 11 o'clock at night or whatever, like towards the end of the event. However, my girlfriend got a little too drunk, so I kind of had to force the hand to, like, you know, we got to take off, because I didn't want to be that couple trying to pull my girlfriend along everywhere.
Love
so.
Watching those couples where the the guy is, like, just helping her.
They're trying to steer her back to the car. Yeah.
You just got
to
hold, like, a shoulder and, like, a hip.
Small the back and a shoulder.
Yep. Yeah, kinda, that's yeah. All. Yeah.
So later, or the very next day, I'm looking on Twitter and Instagram about their, like, the performances that I missed, and R. Kelly was a big one that was, like, trending all over the place, and I went to see the video on YouTube, and I guess he got so drunk, and he's sweating profusely, like, on stage, and he starts getting on his knees close to where the fans are at, and he allowed this girl to rub him in his, you know what?
Yeah, thank you, Michael. We're gonna tap the mat. Had that not been an R. Kelly story, we might have let it play out a little bit longer, but it just feels like that was headed in a bad direction.
So I was saying this yesterday on Solana Beach. Bro, it is hilarious when somebody's taking, when their boyfriend's taking the girlfriend, they're like up closer towards the front of the stage. That walk you have to take where everybody's like, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, everybody's
right. No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Just moving. Just moving
she's
the.
On, she's on medication. Something didn't agree with.
You know what's equivalent of? You know what's equivalent of? It's you're at a concert and all of a sudden you have a dolly and you're just like taking a dolly all the
like
way
Hannibal
through the
Lecter.
Crowd.
Like when they take him out of the airplane and roll him up to the senator. Like, hello, I'm just taking Hannibal back to the car. We've had enough. Just going to call it a night at this place. Factor Cap. Al, when do you feel the most manly? That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, guys. We're going to have Bobby in here for our very special Factor Cap. So I'm assuming, Bobby, you know what cap means.
Indeed, I do.
All right, great. So you can also help your father make sure that he's doing everything great, okay?
I'll get
so,
man.
So this first one actually is going to be directed at Bobby. So you told me a story in one of the breaks about your flight. So here's my statement, and then you can tell your little story, okay? So you can sleep at the airport. Bobby, Factor Cap.
I used to be Cap, but now I'm on Fact. Yesterday I was stuck at SFO for 8 hours. Shout out United. And I found one of those long couches and used my backpack as a pillow and got a nice couple hours of sleep.
You were an airport sleeping guy, so you were taking up more than one spot. You were being a bad member of society is what
I'm hearing.
Horizontal
sleeping.
And I'm proud of myself.
Travis?
No, I need to be lying down, and because I'm not an animal like
well,
him
you can
over
lie
there.
Down. I was lying down.
That's what I mean. I'm not going to lie down in the airport because someone else might want to sit down in one of those seats. Yep. So I'm a full cap on that. Sleep.
You know, what I want to see Bobby. It would have been awesome if like you decided, hey, I'm going to get some rest here, and then He just kind of in sandals, shorts, walks to the bathroom, maybe a wife beater, brushes his teeth.
He did do that.
I also brush my teeth at the airport.
I would do that, no problem. I would do that. But also kind of like kind of set up the bed. It's not like you just kind of...
Get linens.
Yeah, just the whole thing. You know, you want like the whole experience. I can't do an airport. The one time I had to go on a really long flight and I took, what is it?
Ambien?
I took something.
Okay.
And I didn't time it right.
You fell asleep in the terminal?
I took it too early.
Oh, boy.
So it's...
Did you have some cocktails with it, too?
No, I didn't have any cocktails, but I took it too early. And I'm in line to get on the plane. And I couldn't keep my eyes open. So it's not like I was in a position where you say, okay, I got 6 hours here. I got 8 hours of the cases. I took it... probably 45 minutes too early.
You know what you were? You were the woman at the concert you were just describing. Somebody had to steer you to your seat. Hey, you're in 22F, dummy. Fall in your seat and call it a night.
So I think I fell asleep standing up.
That's awesome.
Just getting to my seat.
All right, so last night on the Inside the NBA, the TNT broadcast, Charles Barkley arrived to set on the back of a horse. I was like, that is one strong horse up there. So you would rather ride a horse than a bird scooter. Travis, Dr. Cap.
Oh, 100% fact. Like a horse, like I'm terrified of horses. Horses really give me the creeps. They're so big and they're so powerful. But I feel like once I had some sort of apparatus to hoist me on top of a horse, I feel like I could sit there and bounce along while the horse, if the horse started running, I'm cooked. But if the horse is just kind of, you know, walking along, I could hang with that. A bird scooter, I'm going to break my neck.
Have you ridden a horse?
I have.
I'll take a scooter.
Really?
Yeah.
You just got to sit there and hold on to the reins. It's not that bad. And hopefully the horse is 150 years old.
Long time ago. What is it? In like Burbank or something like that, you can go ride horses.
Yeah, they're right over by Griffith Park over here.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah.
And I went and all of a sudden, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, right? And you got your whoever's like instructor, I don't know.
Leader.
Leader, whatever it is. Bro, my horse was like attacking the other horse, you know, going way too far in front. Now we're going on hills and I'm kind of leaning. Give me a scooter. Take a scooter. I'm afraid.
Basically John Wayne compared to you.
You're literally a cowboy in a Western
Sliwa,
movie.
What are you doing on the back of that bird scooter? Get up on a horse like a man, will you?
Couldn't do it.
Bobby, what about you? Would you do horse or bird scooter?
I'm going to go horse because I've seen way too many bird scooters on the side of the 5 freeway. also, I don't know. Yeah, definitely horse.
Right, yeah. Horses, at least you can control it a little bit better.
I'm not telling you that the scooter's going to go anywhere, but I'll just stand on it.
You'll stand next to it and hold it by the handlebars.
All right, so my friend just recently posted this on Twitter. He posted that he's never felt manlier than he has when he's completed a DIY project around his house. He's a homeowner. He's a new homeowner. So, Alan, you never feel manlier than you do when you complete a DIY house project. Fact or cap?
I'll go cap. When you have like a really, really good workout and you go for like a long run, or it doesn't have to be long. You could go run for 3 or 4 miles and you walk back and like when you're done and you're actually sweating, you're looking around like, yeah, I don't know what you did all day. But
well, you go into like your Lance Armstrong animal. After you've been working out for 2 or 3 days, like you guys need to get more cardio in your life. You're doing Rocky montages.
Last week, how stupid this was. Remember going the hike? And going off trail, whatever I'm doing, I'm like, yeah, I'm basically, humans don't do this.
Lewis and Clark.
Humans don't do this.
You're in Altadena.
But I think I'm going to take that more so because I'm not a do-it-yourself, I'm going to go build a deck this weekend.
I think that's why it is fact for me. I am, as he can attest, I can't fix a thing, and it enrages me every time my wife asks me to even try. But it can be the most basic thing in the world, right? That literally just, I put my computer desk together, and I felt like Magellan. I am like, look what I just did. I have completely cracked the code of manliness. I use tools to create a thing. Nothing makes me feel as good as that. I can't do it. I'm terrible at it, but I think I get what your friend's saying. You do feel like you've accomplished something.
Taylor?
I think it's in the grocery store and the little old lady comes up to me and she asks if I can grab something off the top shelf. I'm going to feel the manliest.
Not bad.
All right. So if you got paid a lot of money. Oh, sorry. I'll preface this with this. The Cardinals were just named. They're going to be the second in-season Hard Knocks. So if you got paid a lot of money, you would let someone video you Hard Knock style. Funch. Patch Cat.
I think I would, but my life is kind of boring now. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I don't think. You know, I don't think we're going to get
maybe
good ratings.
Maybe not on Sunday.
Maybe not on Sunday. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I think just
maybe,
saying, I'm just putting it out
maybe
there.
Maybe put a little special together for, you know, the 24 hours of Sunday, maybe. Right. Maybe you'd get some good ratings. But other than that, I think you would get some bad ratings.
They can make it look really cool. Travis?
I think I fall into the funches. You don't even have to pay me a lot of money to do it. As long as I get a little bit of something, if you want to waste your time following me around to go watch me play golf and eat and sleep, then yeah, knock yourself out. I'm an open book when it comes to that stuff.
It's got to be specific, right? So like if somebody said, Trav, we're going to follow you for a full round of golf.
Uh-huh.
I think that would kind of be interesting, right? I'm sure there'd be times you're having some beers, you're doing whatever you're doing.
Maybe.
Some jokes, blah, blah, blah. But if you just want to follow me around, you want to follow me from my drive yesterday from San Diego to L.A.
Without the DOMA.
6 minutes into this thing, you're going to be like, yeah, this is flipping the channel.
Well, no, you went to a reggae festival.
Did do that.
You did that.
Did
you
the Torrey Pines hike.
You did the Torrey. See, you're not giving yourself nearly enough credit. I picture they have one of those steady cams that they're always running to the side, like the 360 thing. I'd be there for that.
High tide yesterday once I got to the bottom.
Bobby, were we doing a whole HBO show about you?
Oh, I definitely. Absolutely. And you wouldn't have to pay me for it either. I just want to see myself on camera.
Great.
Perfect.
Last night there was the massive dunk in the Warriors-Mavs game. So you would rather be dunked on than have someone do a bat flip on you in a game. So you pitch, you get a bat flipped on you. You'd rather be dunked on than get someone bat flipped on you. Travis, Spectre Cat.
Okay, double cap, can it be that? Is that an option in my world?
Sure.
I've never understood why it's embarrassing to get dunked. Andrew Wiggins is really good. When DeAndre Jordan goes flying through the air, remember when he had the one he made the face where it kind of looked like that?
Yep.
That DeAndre Jordan's 7 feet tall and an amazing athlete and caught a pass. And why is that embarrassing? I'm just trying to do my job and get in the way, and he made a play. If I'm Walker Buehler and somebody smokes a home run, whatever. What do I care? I'm out here, too, trying to do my thing. I don't think there's any embarrassment in getting beat like that. I really don't. They're going to get theirs on the other side.
Problem with the basketball ones is, so I will take, give me the bat flip all day long. A lot of times they key in on the batter and less on the pitcher. That's an advantage right there. The problem with getting dunked on, it's 37 different angles. It's the one with DeAndre Jordan. It's how the guy falls back. Remember when Jason Terry got dunked on by LeBron?
Yeah,
I think it was
sure.
Jason Terry. Was it Jason Terry? Mario Chalmers to Dwayne Wade to this, and LeBron dunks it. Those highlights never go anywhere, and the dude usually ends up on his back looking up as he gets
yeah, but what's he supposed to do? Run into the stands and
baptized.
Watch it on TV? I understand that he gave up a dunk. What
I'm saying, it looks much worse to get dunked on than I think it does when you give up a home run and they bat flip you.
Is that the one where Dwayne Wade's running away with his arms out?
Oh, no, that's a different one.
That's the
Dwayne Wade gives
one.
the no and he, look yeah, and just doesn't even know like, the result. Yeah, it's like just it. Goes like that.
We got it.
Taylor, what about you?
It just means you're playing defense, so I would take the bat flip, I think, over the dunk.
Yeah.
No shame in getting
maybe
dunked
it's on. Just I've given up so many home runs it doesn't faze me anymore. It's like, eh, it goes another one.
No.
That's fine. How much longer do you want me to be out here, coach? You know, that's three in this game. Probably time to come get me.
How about when
that's enough.
How about when the player looks down on him when he's on his back, like, you good down there?
So the step over.
Everything okay. good?
But see, this brings up an interesting point. Like, the dunk thing I don't think is terribly humiliating, but when, like, for instance, when
DeAndre stepped over.
Remember when Steph put Chris Paul in the spin cycle?
Yep.
And Chris Paul's a Hall of Fame player.
He's out 4 to 6 weeks with an ankle sprain.
Dropped on his butt. Like, he literally turned him around so far that he dropped on his butt, and Steph kind of looks at him and just knocks down a little short. Like, that is, not only am I doing my thing, but I'm going to stop. I'm going to look at you.
Take
and
a look
now
at you.
I'm make
how's it going down there? Everything good?
You good?
Want to get up? Start getting up a
I'm
little
gonna
bit.
I'm going to let you try to get up, and then I'm
and
gonna
then
knock
I'll shoot it
down. Absolutely. All right. How'd you do, Bob? You make it through that?
Doing all right.
Is that going to warm up for Ask Bobby?
I'm nice and loose.
Have you been pouring through Twitter looking at this?
I've scrolled through a little bit. Darb and the OC is putting in a lot of work on the Twitter feed right now.
He usually does.
Doesn't surprise me.
He cares. He's passionate about this.
Don't pay him too much mind. So we got a half an hour until Ask Bobby. That's coming up at 12:15. hashtag them, ask Bobby, so we can go through them. And I'm going to try to make sure that I vet these as best as I can, Slee. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So what are you thinking? How's it going to go? What did you think of his... I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put him on the spot a little bit. Little, just thought maybe he might bring a little more to the table in factor cap. I'm going to put a little pressure on him.
No. The fact that he told the story of sleeping at an... completely spreading out, too. Like, no problem of, what does it take, four seats, five seats? Doesn't matter. It's a family right there standing. Well, they stand. They should have got here earlier.
I like that you roofied yourself on the line to get an airplane seat. Why did you not read the packaging? What happened?
I love the packaging. No, I did not. I have no idea. Actually, I got it from somebody, so I didn't know what the hell I was doing. They're like, oh, you know, this will help you sleep, blah, blah, blah.
Worked, I guess.
45 minutes early.
All right, this is to you, Taylor. It says, Tail Taylor, Isaac Brock, lead singer of Modest Mouse, is known for this. I'm a huge fan, great lyricist. Seen them about 10 times, and he's batting .500 for great shows. You've seen him more than once.
Twice, yeah.
0 for 2?
0 for 2.
That means you're going to get two good ones if you go back again.
I don't think I will.
Are you out? Are you done?
I wouldn't have gone to see them if they weren't at the festival. So, yeah, I'm out.
What do you do?
Not a mouse head.
Yeah, I wonder if there's the rest of the band is like, hey, buddy, people aren't going to come anymore if they think you're batting 50% of doing your job at a concert.
Taylor's batting zero. He got 0 for 2 along the way. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Let's try a quick phone call here. Let's go to Glendale and Drew. Drew, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just talking about what makes you feel manly. Is it weird that doing non-manly things is the most makes me feel the most manly, like laundry or dishes or in general something that, I don't know, you wouldn't normally do? Is the one thing that makes me feel the most manly, I guess.
Okay, so that's interesting, Drew, because there's something to that, right?
Like, it makes me feel like I accomplished something. It doesn't make me feel...
You know what it is? Tell me if this lands the same way with you. It makes you feel like you're contributing to the group effort, right? That because whether it's a live-in girlfriend or a spouse or whatever it is, that if you have your roles and I have mine, if all of a sudden I'm helping you do something, whether it's something
teammate.
Like that.
I'm a good teammate.
Right. You feel like, you know what? I'll field that ground ball for you today. I usually don't have to field them. I'm playing third today, but
don't give it
I'll
a Muncie. Don't let Muncie field it.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's there's something to that. Just a little bit out of your lane, a little bit out of your comfort zone. That's why I think for me it's building something.
But that's not manly to me. That's like I accomplished something. You see what I'm saying? Like that's – I feel like – okay, this is stupid. Whenever you pay a credit card bill, right? You kind of walk away with a little bit of your check. Damn right I hit send right there. Damn right there's zero balance on there.
Oh, that is a good feeling.
The zero balance?
Yeah, that's a great feeling. That's a great feeling.
Do you want to pay the minimum or you want to pay the whole thing in there?
Yeah. So one of my favorite things is the pay the minimum. If you ever look at if you pay the minimum, you will finally pay it off in. You ever see the year 2064? If you continue to spend and pay the minimum, that's when you'll get there.
Hate when you pay the whole thing.
Of course. They know that's not the game.
Don't do that.
That's
Why
not
are
the
you
game.
Doing that
that Look, doesn't work at all.
$267 a month.
Why'd you got to bring up my guy Muncie like that? Why you got to go at him like that?
He didn't have a very good very good day yesterday.
Not his best. Not his best. Like, he's off to a little bit of a rough start. He's not hitting a ton. A little bit of defensive issues.
You got runners at second and third. There's two outs. You're in the bottom of the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're running on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just Is there something to that slow ground ball that starts walking up to you and you're like, not that it's a tough play, not that he's diving anywhere, anything like that, but is there something about, like, you have time to think
You nailed it. That's exactly it. It's like a free throw, right? That if you have a timeout and you go over there, it's like the you're icing yourself as the ball is coming. You're like, oh, this is one I should absolutely make. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's a
They're calling a timeout, now you have a little bit more time to think about the free throw shooting.
Well, the game that I went to last week, or middle of last week, Muncy made the last out of the game, right? It was a hard hit ground ball behind the bag at third base. He goes down there, he backhands it, makes a nice throw across the diamond. Game over.
You react. Beautiful play. There's
just
no thinking.
Catch it and do it. Mm-hmm. Plus, here's the other thing. I don't care what anybody says. When you're struggling at the thing you're typically very, very good at, it's very hard for it not to affect the rest of what you're doing.
I was just going to say, it affects everything.
Yeah, and he's not hitting. Mm-hmm. He's not hitting right now. He's coming off that injury at the end of the last season.
Like right now, if he goes home and cooks, he probably burnt the chicken. He probably left it on there. He'd leave the chicken at the store.
He'd get home without the chicken. Like, oh man, I got my salsas and my tortillas, and
cuts,
I don't even have the chicken.
He cut the grass this weekend. 100% is a patch. He just forgot. Forgot about that patch.
So it's hard, right? When nothing's going your way.
Yeah.
When you can't get going, and nothing is worse at this than baseball. That when you are in a bad funk. Mm-hmm. Everything that can go wrong will. It feels like you're never going to get another hit. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're never going to make another play. And you just need one thing to go right. Like, oh, right, that's how it goes.
And the other way?
Mookie. Can't miss.
Mookie. Right? Like, but the way he started the season, and now it's like anything he sees in his head, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and tear that one up.
What did they win, 8 in a row before they lost yesterday?
7.
Was it 7? Okay.
I think that would have been 8 yesterday.
8 would have been, okay.
A lot of those were comeback wins.
Yeah, well, most all of them. Mm-hmm. They win 8 in a row, and it's like, yeah, or 7 in a row, whatever the number is. This is – the Dodgers have – as a Dodger fan, it feels really weird to say it like this. They've ruined the regular season because they win 8 in a row, 7 in a row. They're going to have another 10-game winning streak at some point this season. And there's never a point where you feel like, hey, this is getting kind of interesting. They're going to pull away with this thing by a million miles.
Okay, interesting or not? Throw one at you. Padres hanging in there. Padres were, what, 25% of the season, maybe a little over 25%. They swept the Giants on the road. Tatis hasn't played yet. They're playing pretty good baseball.
They are.
But I think there's the... You know, last year was so different with the Giants because the Giants kind of, in a sense, set the tone. It was actually the Dodgers that were pretty much chasing the Giants
all season long,
and you were just waiting for their collapse. I don't know if that's a good thing for the Dodgers that you have somebody like the Padres kind of nipping right behind them. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a 5-6 game cushion right there in the NL West. It's all right, well, the Padres are right there.
Not a 5-game cushion yet, but the Giants are 5 back. Arizona's 7.5 back. The Rockies are 8 back. And to your point, the Padres are playing really good baseball. Mm-hmm. They're playing well. Do you think the Dodgers are playing good baseball? Like, are they playing to their capabilities?
They're playing good baseball.
Yes.
But I know what you're saying. Could it get a lot better? It can.
I'm going to try this a different way. The Dodgers are performing at like a B level.
Okay.
The Padres are performing at an A level.
Without
Tatis, for sure. But again, they're kind of maxing out where they are right now, and they're still behind the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. That's the part that, because 162 games, you're going to be what you're going to be.
It's as good as if the Padres were signing up for this before the season started, take it in 2 seconds. For the Dodgers, it's like, no, that's probably where they're going
to
be.
Speaking of San Diego, let's go to Roderick in San Diego. Roderick, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Roderick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on performers who get, you know, drunk or stoned. Slee, I don't know if you know, but Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube came to San Diego last week, and I attended it. And it was my first time going to state-of-the-art, world-famous San Diego sports arena. So it was impressive.
Gorgeous. It's beautiful. The parking lot is amazing.
Yeah, you should be very proud that, you know.
Well, he didn't build it, Roderick. He wasn't on the general contracting team that screwed the place together. He just kind of would go
there. You're a board member there?
Hey, I'm just saying. I was just going through that. I'm like, man, this is the place.
Okay, Roderick, I got a question. Did they perform, or were they intoxicated or anything else?
Well, one of the performers is very famous for getting stoned before he performed, but he did well. It was a great show. It's a really great show. But I just wanted to ask a question about the San Diego Sports Arena. Since it's, you know, San Diego iconic, if you had a chance to rename it, what will you rename it after, or who would you rename it after? So, but that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
I like that. Famous San Diegan, right? You got to go somebody that's associated with the city.
So here's the problem. If we're doing sports perspective, Tony Gwynn is...
He's got one.
Arguably... But I was going to say, but that's the sports arena.
Right.
He's got a Petco Park and a statue there.
And the ballpark at San Diego State's Tony Gwynn Stadium.
I was going to say that, that too. SDSU. Okay, so got to rename
Bill Walton, famous San Diegan, Hall of Famer.
The Slee Center.
I'd rather have – this came up
I like
over the weekend.
By the way.
You know what I watched? Watched Anchorman.
Can Ron Burgundy Arena.
Can we tie Anchorman into it? That might be the most iconic of them all.
Stay classy arena. Not a bad
what
way
else
to do
you,
it.
What else are you going to do with that stadium?
There's bulldoze it. I mean, what are we waiting for?
How has it not been bulldozed?
It's a dump. It's a dump. And it's time to go. But for what? For who? It sounds like, you know, to channel Allen Iverson.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like there's an NBA team. No. There's not like there's an NHL
team. Yep.
They've got minor league hockey. The Lakers used to a million years ago go play one game a fall there.
It's called Michael Cage Center.
Is he the last great San Diego Clipper? Norm Nixon?
Well, Cage, Norm could get some San Diego time. State, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There you go. Michael Cage and Slee Center.
Yes.
The Slee Cage. There we go. Cage of Slee. We'll come up with it. We'll keep workshopping it. Good idea, Roderick.
We had to stop a game there because the water was coming up.
There's a problem in Major League Baseball that thankfully the Dodgers aren't dealing with, but everyone else is. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.